Hey, man, how are you?
Not bad at all. Welcome back to Glasgow.
One of my favorite places. I adore it. I adore Scotland.
The weather's not great, but just the vibe.
The vibe is insane. The last time we played there, when we left the hotel, people were still hanging out in front of the venue. And I ran into Paolo Nutini's mom, and they were all out on the sidewalk crying, going, "That was like the greatest show ever. It was like amazing."
Now we've got you on the show. I want to talk to you about the new project you're working on. Tell us all about this, because it sounds quite exciting, an opportunity for a lot of people.
Yeah, so you must be referring to Go Think Big.
Yes, sir.
So they briefed me, and they told me about what it was all about, and that how it's difficult for young people to feel inspired about joining the labor force. And I said, well, it just happened that the number of kids that are sort of, the word I like to use is sort of disenfranchised. They're not inspired. They don't feel like there are many opportunities open to them. It happens to be around 1 million kids in the UK. Well, last year, for the first time in my life, I actually sold 1 million singles, believe it or not. Get Lucky sold 1 million singles. So I went back to the Go Think Big people, and I said, well, why don't we go after those 1 million kids? Like, let's think of something that we can maybe inspire all of them. So we decided that we would remix my biggest song, which is called Le Freak. Believe it or not, Le Freak was actually written as a protest song. We were invited to Studio 54, and instead of them letting us in, they told us to F off. So we went home and we wrote a song that went, "Aw, F off, doom, 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 F Studio 54. F off." And so you couldn't get away with that in the States because it was 2 years before hip hop. So we turned it into "Aw, Freak Out." And it wound up becoming the biggest single of our lives. So it's sort of the spiritual concept behind what we're doing with Go Think Big by having certain kids get together and work with Rudimental and myself. And we're going to remix Freak Out. You know, what goes behind making a hit record is not just the song itself. It's, you know, street teams, promotion, art department, copy department, all sorts of things. There are many things that people can do other than just write songs or remix or produce or sing or play. So we want to have all that. We want to have technicians, drum techs, guitar techs, people who can tune, you know, whatever. But mainly just to get inspired. So just going to gothinkbig.co.uk, you can apply as long as you're between the age of 16 and 24. And we'll use this as a template to inspire people to think big. Just think big. Don't worry about whatever people tell you you can't do, because we're going to try and prove them wrong.
Awesome. So gothinkbig.co.uk is where you go to.
You know, music is the thing that saved my life. If it weren't for my great mentors and programs like this that have now disappeared in the States, but when I found out that in the UK it was like this and that the number was so large, I thought, well, Go Think Big is a cool name, and I like to think big. I don't always get it right, but boy, because I had no idea I could sell 1 million records in the UK. I thought that that was an unachievable concept. And when they gave me this award, they said, yes, it's only happened 135 times in history.
So how did Rudimental come into it? Were you working with them anyway? Were you friends with them? What was the deal?
The first show we did was last year. And then we did 3 or 4 shows where we were booked on the same ticket together. And I just said, well, let me reach out to Rudimental because we seem to get along so well. And then last night they came to the studio while I was working with Mark Ronson and Duran. That's when we really solidified it. And hopefully this is just going to get bigger and bigger and better and better. If you're a freak, that's who we're looking for. These people who are tenacious, these people who won't stop because you're passionate. It's not because you're like nutty or anything like that. It's because you really want something.
So what else is next for you? What else are you working on?
Yeah, I have a lot of projects that I've just done and some that I'll continue to work with. I've just worked with Sam Smith, Disclosure, Avicii, now working with Rudimental. I did Chase and Status. Now I'm in with Mark Ronson and Duran Duran. These are people I've known Mark since he was 5 years old. Duran, I've made their biggest records, some of their biggest records. I did The Reflex, which is their biggest record, and Notorious and, you know, and Wild Boys. And so it's like family getting back together again.
Wow, I didn't know you were behind those tunes. They were their best tunes, man.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? you work in a business. You
I knew you did the Let's Dance album, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. Would you work with Bowie again?
Oh, of course I would. I adore him. Love that.
Let me ask you now, very quickly, any Scots you would like to work with? I know you mentioned Paolo Nutini earlier on.
Yeah, Paolo's a good friend of mine. I wrote my autobiography a few years ago. And a gentleman I'd like to call Mr. Welsh, Irvine, he came and he interviewed me, and it was amazing, and we had such an awesome time, and he and I have been corresponding ever since. So sooner or later, we'll do something.
Yeah, you could do the soundtrack for Trainspotting 2, that'd be great.
Trainspotting, one of my favorite movies, Trainspotting, is awesome.
Niall, we've got to wrap things up. It's been an absolute honor meeting you, sir. Thank you so much for giving us your time, and best of luck with the new single, and it's gothinkbig.co.uk if you want to get involved.
Thanks, man, really appreciate it. Appreciate you pushing it.